At 13, she was one of the youngest finalists to make it into the top 12 of the Caring for the Kenai program. Last year, she took third place, and that just wasn't good enough for Anna DeVault, so she hit the ground running after the competition and started promoting our pollinators all over the peninsula. I like all of those peas. Last night, at the Caring for the Kenai virtual oral presentations, she met her goal of winning the contest. She's now our champion for 2020, the 30th anniversary of Caring for the Kenai. Congratulations, Anna DeVault.
Thank you.
Now, you did something that was rather unique in your presentation. Rather than reiterating all of the things that you have accomplished and done in the last year, which we will talk about, you almost sent a love letter to the community for starting this program, for sponsoring this program, and making it happen so that you could have these life-changing experiences. Tell me about why you did that.
Well, Caring for the Kenai has changed my life in so many ways. I just wanted to let the judges know, the sponsors know, and everyone who put it together how much it really meant to me.
What I like best, you just said, if I lived in Fairbanks, if I lived in Anchorage or Juneau, this wouldn't have happened in my life, you know, and it almost made me feel sorry for the districts, for the communities that don't have this program because of what it does for you guys. Okay, now let's talk about what you've did, because Caring for the Kenai is just the top, the cherry on the soda, so to speak. In the last year, you've won a President's Environmental Youth Award and I guess what, 6 other awards?
Yep, that's correct.
Okay, list them.
The President's Environmental Youth Award, the President's Volunteer Service Award, the Prudential Spirit of Community Award, the 3M Young Scientist Challenge State Merit Award, the ACS Summer of Heroes winner, and I also won the ACS,
Okay, that's too many to remember without exaggerating. Now, in the Caring for the Kenai competition, in order to come back in and re-enter, it's based on not your original idea, but what you've actually done. So in the last 12 months, other than just winning all those awards for your idea, what have you actually done to promote our pollinators, or what's known as POP?
Well, I've actually done a lot of things. I carried out my original idea, which was to plant 150 pollinator packs and distribute them to local businesses and individuals around our community. I've invented curriculum kits that contain everything a teacher needs to hold a pollinator lesson in their classroom. I distributed 15 of those this last spring. I've also worked with the City of Soldotna and the City of Kenai to install permanent pollinator garden signs in pollinator-friendly spaces around our community, and I've also created an online class to provide to teachers to use as part of their distance learning program.
Fantastic work. Now, the other thing that I observed last night and that you can have as a lifetime memory is that the top three from last year all re-entered, all had the same criteria, and all had done amazing things with their program. And actually, that is the intent of Caring for the Kenai, is so that these programs and these projects become part of our community and improve our environment and quality of life. So that must feel pretty good to come out number one after taking number three last year. It's sort of like the rematch in the Super Bowl.
Yes, it is.
Okay, now with all this that you've already accomplished, and you're only a sophomore this year, okay, what are your plans for the future? Where do you go from here?
Well, I've turned POP into a business. I'm currently working on a business plan for selling my curriculum kits to teachers and homeschool families. And I also hope to continue to be innovative and find new ways to promote our pollinators on the peninsula.
Okay, now next year, will we be able to buy a POP packet? Because my POP planter this year, even though it got a little wind burn in the spring and it got a late start, right now it is in mass profusion of blooms and butterflies. You have to, you know, shoo them away.
Yes, that's the plan.
Fantastic. So we will have them, you'll be like maybe Wednesday marketing them, or in the spring we'll be able to buy those packets?
Yes, I'm still developing how exactly I would do that, but something like that, yes.
Okay, have you figured out what you're going to do with the money?
Probably save for college and put some of the money back into POP.
Now, you would have expected it, right? Not buy a toy, but, you know, put it into college from a student like Anna DeVault. But I have to say, even though congratulations and we're so terribly proud of you, the 12 finalists last night did an amazing job. And it's an example of what this community has invested in and what we are turning out. And anybody that wants to criticize or feel that our educational system is failing our kids, you guys go online. And I invite you all to do that, to see the finalists, not just Anna's, but all of them that competed last night. And you'll have a whole different perspective perspective of what our tax dollars are doing as an investment. Anna, congratulations. I'm sure we'll be talking to you again in the future, and best of luck as you go on.
Thank you.
I'm Earl Sikorski, returning you to that Caring for the Kenai sound of KSRM.